So we got Kang back today. He spent a week in Vegas. It's an annual trip you do with your family.
Hot.
Was it? Was a little HOT out there?
Yeah. I mean, they call it just Wednesday. But yeah, it was hot Wednesday in July.
So just so you can, more so than anybody else that I can think of, particularly right now, you can tell the people, okay? Because you spent, what, a week and a half in Vietnam?
Yep, Southeast Asia.
And then you came back for a few days, and then you spent like a week in Vegas.
Correct.
So
Southeast America.
Southeast Asia.
Just kidding, Southwest.
Southeast Asia, the humidity is ridiculous. The heat is pretty bad as well. And then you've got the oven heat of Vegas. Describe what the temperature was in Vietnam and how humid it was, and compare that to the temperature and heat of Vegas, and which you can end this discussion here for all.
I can end the debate.
Yes.
I basically went right from hot and humid to dry and hot, right?
Yes.
And it's without question you'd rather be the dry and hot. The oven heat of Vegas is much more bearable than the wetness of just the humidity. It says 88, right? It's not 88. It's like 108 and wet. Like, it's sticky. You're outside for 10, 15 minutes and you just, it's not even, I don't even know what it is at that point. It's moisture all over your body. Or what's going on? I think my body's shutting down here. And then you go to Vegas where it's like 105, whatever, dry heat. It's hot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's oven hot, but it's more bearable. It really is a dry heat.
Was this even a debate? Doesn't everybody think dry heat?
No, I think some people are like, oh, if it's what are you complaining about? It's only 88 degrees.
Yeah.
And you're out there. It's 110 degrees in Vegas. Like, yeah, it's an oven heat is different. I'm going in a couple weeks.
Good luck.
I went last year at the same time. Last year when we were there, it was up between 112 and 115 degrees every day in Vegas, right? Sounds like death. Like, what am I doing?
Right.
It was totally tolerable because it's a dry heat. If you're standing still, you're screwed. If you stand still, it's just you allow the sun to beat down on you and you start sweating and it's bad. But that's why when if you're going to stand still, you're at a pool. You can jump in the pool and cool off. While you're moving, it seemed to be so much more tolerable. And then while you're in Vegas, you're on the Strip, you're going in and out of buildings all the time. And the buildings, you know, you go from 115 degrees into 70 degrees of air conditioning. So it's easy to handle. Humidity, awful. I walked Lois last night at 9 o'clock, got back into the house at 9:50, and I was covered in sweat. And it was like 75 degrees out because of the humidity.
Well, now that we've cleared that up.
Debate's over.
Kang?
Over.
You say you figured out golf.
Yeah, so you guys know I'm not a golfer, but I went golfing in Vegas. So this is two times I've hit the course in a month, which is, I haven't golfed in years before that, right?
Yeah, you went desert golfing.
Yeah, so with the heat and everything, it still is hot, people. So yeah. My cousin who wanted to golf booked an early tee time. It was 7:50 a.m. was our tee time.
That's a good time.
Yep.
Yeah,
you cannot golf there afternoon.
No, it could be rough. But I said, yeah, let's just make it early so you know it's not too hot out, and he did. And you guys asked me, so did you play 9 or 18, right?
Yeah.
And I said 12. So, which by the way, this is why I figured out golf. 12 is the perfect number, guys.
That's it.
What have you guys been doing? 9, not enough. 18, too much. 12. Nailed it.
12 is the number.
Yeah, there are times when 12 is the perfect number.
Depending on what your score is.
Never when you're playing well.
So I had a good time. The funny thing is, I told you guys those like little wedge club things, and Doug, you had to correct me, they're called irons, I guess.
Yes.
Which of the irons? Yes, there are some wedges you can use.
Okay. So before that, I golfed like 3 weeks ago at that charity event, and I hit the range because I probably should. You know, yes. You try to swing club, yes, a few times before you go out there. And I kept hitting my 9 like to the 75 stick, like straight and right on it. So I'm like, huh, at least I'm consistent with this club. Yeah. And Doug shoots me down and goes, you're supposed to shoot that 125. I'm like, well, all right, Doug, I just picked up the club.
Oh, yeah, sort of. All right. I didn't shoot you down. I pointed out that club typically.
Most people hit it further, but if you're hitting it straight and getting good air on it, who cares?
Yeah. So I just knew that I could hit it at least 75 and straight. The first hole, I guess, which is not normal, but they took holes from like famous courses all over.
It's a signature course.
Cool. Yes, exactly. So the first hole was only 96 yards, a par three, right? So I go, well, I can hit this 75. I swing a little bit harder.
Desert air, ball's going to fly further.
Yes, exactly. So the first hole, he's like, you know, you do the honors because, you know, just you probably want to see how I play. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't care. Like, you know, I don't care, right? I don't golf. So I go up there, I grab my 9, Gator. 6 inches away.
Oh, come on.
I almost hold this thing. I swear to God, dude.
Come on.
I sent Doug a picture of how close it was. I almost hold the first hole.
Dude. Can you imagine if he had in the paper it says, you know, Kang Nguyen of Metro Detroit with an ace on the first hole at wherever, you know, Angel Fire Golf. Oh, my God. That is literally a foot from the hole.
My cousin.
Knocks his first ace of his career. With a 9-iron from 90 yards away.
So my cousin goes, first I hit, he goes, oh, that looks pretty good. And he goes, oh, my God, is that? And it didn't go in because we saw the ball. And he goes, if you would have holed that, I would have killed you. Because he golfs, and he's never gotten a hole in one.
Well, I'm holding it up for those watching on Twitch and YouTube so you can see the picture that Kang sent me.
That's like maybe a foot at most. Yeah. It could be less than a foot away.
I think it was less than that. So I tapped him for birdie.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So what did...
That is really unbelievable.
So what did you shoot for 12?
Dude, I don't even know. I definitely got worse. And more birdies.
Right. No kidding.
Maybe a couple pars. And then we were playing double bogey at that. You know what I mean? I didn't want to.
No, don't take any worse. Pick up your ball, move to the next hole.
Yes, because I want to keep moving, which is probably why 12 seems perfect, because we were fine.
So desert golf is interesting.
A lot of rabbits, by the way, Gator.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Because you're given instructions about desert golf. One, don't go chasing for your golf ball in the brush.
Yeah.
Because you may hear some rattling. Don't do that.
You'll die. You'll die.
You could die.
Let the
Squid Game Golf.
The Pro V1 disappear.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
The other thing is that because it is, if you hit the ball outside the fairway, it can get kind of rocky. They encourage you to have a rock club in your bag, or if you rent clubs, they give you a rock club, which is generally like a 5-iron, which is all just beat up to hell because you're going to beat it up because you're hitting out of rocks. But that's like the terrain. It's a totally different kind of golf, and yet it's also great.
I had fun, man. I honestly had fun.
So remember the name of the course?
I think it was Angel something.
Okay.
Have you played there?
I played, yes.
Okay, yeah. It was in Summerlin, so I got to look it up real quick.
The idea, though, that you figured out golf, we've been doing it wrong, it should be 12 holes. I actually read something like Golf Magazine or a website that there are like starter courses that are only 12 holes, and they make the holes bigger so that the average person can enjoy the game a little bit more. The beginner can enjoy the game a little bit more and get into it. And you know, it's an interesting idea, but...
Yeah, I figured it out. It took me a month.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So we figured out humidity, bad, golf, 12 holes.
Yeah.
That's what we've accomplished here.
Good after one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, we didn't get to your long shot NFL Super Bowl winner. We will do that next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. CGC Water is now CGC Home Services, specializing in providing top-tier plumbing, air purification, and water treatment services. An authorized independent Connecticut dealer, CGC Home Services offers the best whole house water treatment systems. CGC Home Services, fully licensed plumbers, will handle all your plumbing needs. CGC also offers Aeris Active Pure technology, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. For water and air protection and purification, plumbing too, call CGC Home Services at 855-339-4242. Call them today.